There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Out of the gates, here we go. It is Follow the Money. Yeah, we're live in downtown Las Vegas, as always, from the Circa Resort and Casino. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard with you here early on a Tuesday. Coming up today on the old program, Matt Youmans in 45 minutes with his best bets at the Open Championship, which begins early Thursday morning. Joe Osborne, now with Vegas Insider, on some season-long NFL bets that he likes and some baseball trends to pay attention to. And Paul Charchian in 2 hours, our buddy who we talk to throughout the entire year in the NFL. We talk fantasy and some props with him. He has a good take on offensive player of the year this year and odds to look for certain players. We'll talk to him at that point. We will give you an update on the VSiN betting pentathlon coming up in about a half an hour. Day number one for this show was a loser. And I don't really care for how we had to like make up our mind on the air like that. We had no time to discuss what we were going to do there at the very end of the show yesterday.
Door number one or door number two?
I feel like we were put up against it on purpose. That was my feeling. But now because we lost, like the strategy changes a little bit here today, right? Because we have to pick a dog and a favorite to win outright. And so now I think we kind of have to look towards, you know, bigger dogs today than had we won. So because we only have a couple of days to make up room, seven people won their bets yesterday. So now it's like, okay, do we take a peek at the Reds plus 270 against the Yankees, or is that silly talk?
You got to win. You got to move the chains. 16 guys left on base. It was a rally. It seemed almost every inning, and they couldn't cash in with the Pittsburgh game. So bases loaded a couple times, but wasn't meant to be. So I think we get more aggressive once we look at reverse run lines or something with the props.
Look, I mean, it's baseball. Crazy things happen every single day. All you can do when you lose a bet like that is just tip your cap to Mitch Keller and then move on. He pitched a gem.
Yep.
And that doesn't happen. So
the Marlins had opportunities, too. Just couldn't come up with that big hit. You know, it was a light card, too, but some good action. The Giants lose again at home. The Met game was fantastic.
That was really good.
Scherzer, a beast coming in. They are 26-7 off a loss as they get it done again. They're also great when they get they score first, too. That's a big win by the Mets.
What's the Mets record, Paulie, when they're leading late in the game?
49-0 after 8.
That's after 8?
Yes.
They have not blown a lead.
According to Mets television.
My God.
Mm-hmm.
And think about that. Max Scherzer comes back again. He missed basically 6 weeks. He's brilliant in his first start back with 11 strikeouts. And last night against a red-hot Braves team, and Max Fried is like, don't care. No. It doesn't matter to me.
But he didn't have much. It happens. He didn't have much. They also made him work. I mean, he threw so many pitches, they chased him early. Then they had a rally going in the eighth, and then the Mets worked out of it. But, the season, you mentioned the season you were getting to it, the Diaz has had. I mean, he was great in Seattle and came over to the Mets. He was a gas can, and now he's been a big reason why they're in first place. So,
no doubt.
Excellent job. But Scherzer just is filthy.
Are you surprised? We talked about that game yesterday on the show a couple of times, and I said I'd like to make a case for Scherzer in this spot at even money, but I can't go against the Braves. Like, that moved 15, 20 cents yesterday. I get it again.
Yeah.
That was a total stay-away game, and a lot of people were betting Atlanta. Okay.
Yeah. I like them today, though. I think they'll get to Peterson, and your boy Strider's been great. So that's a good game today, but yeah. I would go with the favorite in that one.
Okay, so now how about some look-ahead numbers here in Major League Baseball? This is an incredible tweet from Dick Fain, who pointed out, think about this for a second, from the August 12th date until the end of the season, the Mariners have only 5 games out of 49 against teams that are currently with winning records. That's what Seattle's looking at over their final a 49-game stretch.
This really was picking up steam the last couple of days. Morosi tweeted about it, too. He goes, oh, Seattle's making the playoffs. Take a look at the schedule. That is crazy. It's 2 against the Padres, and I think what 3 against whatever it is, Atlanta. But now the problem is what you have after the All-Star break, if they can survive that. It's 7 against Houston. It's right after the All-Star break. 7 against Houston. 6 against the Yankees. And you got divisional games sprinkled in there.
Okay.
But once if you get out of there alive, and you still have a good pitching staff, Flexen, Ray, and who they have. If you get out of there, you don't get killed. You come up, that is nuts that you only play 5 teams with a winning record in the last month and a half of the season. Oh my God.
So the Stros games and the Yankees games are right after the break, you're telling me.
Yes, okay. Yes.
So updated numbers now on the Mariners. Their win total is 84.5. The way that they're humming along right now. And by the way, you can grab them plus 105 is the best number that I saw yesterday to make the playoffs. Are they a playoff team? I would say I would lean yes right now.
Mm-hmm.
You can grab plus money if you want to bet the plus 105 right now. And it's a great story. And I'm sure that they're going to be adding somebody again by the deadline, which we have until August 2nd this year. So a few weeks to go for teams like the Mariners now getting hot to say, yeah, you know what, we're going to do this. We got to add a couple of guys here to the lineup.
Well, they better. Yeah,
I think they're going to have to make a run for this.
You have the long playoff drought. You know, rest assured, the Mets will make a move. The Mets will make a big acquisition, probably the Yankees as well. But this is something Seattle has to go for it and give that fan base something they deserve, which is a playoff spot. I also was watching the Excursion Show. Does a great job every day, pregame spread. Mm-hmm. I mean, you look at what the potential matchups would be as well. And the best of three, and all three games are on the road, and the top two teams get a bye. I mean, there should be some fantastic matchups.
Well, but here's the beauty of the Major League Baseball playoffs, right? Anything can happen.
Mm.
I mean, there is so much parity in this sport when it comes to the playoffs. It's not even funny. I mean, I think to me the parity is at the very top of the list when it comes to the four major sports. If you get an ace guy on the road, if the Mariners are on the road for a 3-game series and they get to throw Robbie Ray, I'll take my chances with that.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep. Yep. I'd have to say they're getting in there based on the schedule and how the other teams are playing, and then I'm still going to trust the Cardinals too because of the easiest remaining schedule in baseball. And they get a big win last night.
Yep.
So like the Cardinals will get in there.
And now they get a set against the Dodgers beginning today.
Mm-hmm. I just think the Giants I looked at their schedule too. They just have so many games left against the Dodgers and the Padres. That now you can't even beat Arizona, who you owned last year.
So think about that with the Mariners for a second, and still plus 105 to make the playoffs.
Yep.
And I'll tie it into another team in the American League with the Blue Jays, right? Struggling mightily right now. They're minus $4 to make the playoffs. They have 27 left against the Yankees, Red Sox, and Rays alone.
Yeah.
That's 27 out of the remaining 87 games. So I would much rather be taking plus 105 right now. In fact, rather than laying $4, maybe you take a peek at plus 320 on the Blue Jays to miss. You brought this up yesterday. The Orioles are 25-1 to make the playoffs yet. They have 42 divisional games left and 7 versus the Astros. So it's not going to be easy for that team. And Ken Rosenthal wrote a story on The Athletic how the Orioles can be buyers and sellers at the same time this year. So maybe they can maneuver it that way. Other numbers that I found kind of intriguing, updated win totals in the American League. The Yankees are 106.5. They have 20 left against a combination of the A's, Reds, Royals, Pirates, Angels, and Rangers.
Yeah, and the insanity starts today. They're over a $3 favorite against the Reds, right? How high are those numbers going
to
be?
And did you see this report now, according to John Morosi, the Dodgers and Reds have already had trade conversations involving Luis Castillo.
There you go. All right.
I mean, he is having he's basically having a career year right now for Cincinnati, and I get it, he missed like the first month of the season, but he's been really, really good. If the Dodgers would add him, it almost becomes a little unfair at that point. Because once they get Buehler back, now Kershaw's been back in the fold for a bit, the way Gonsolin's going, if Dustin May comes back, if Urias can turn this around.
Not enough spots. Someone go to the bullpen, right? Yeah.
I wonder how many other teams are going to get involved here with a guy like Castillo. But I think, rest assured, it looks like he's going to be on the move for the Reds. And hence, their updated win total is 66. The A's updated win total is 57.
Mm-hmm.
Nationals slightly ahead of them at 59.
Any rumors on what they're going to do with Frankie and Blackburn?
I think Montas is definitely going to
go. He's gone, right, yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
That's what I was hearing this morning coming in, that if you're going to throw out Castillo as the guy who's going to get traded, then Montas is going to be right behind him. The Astros' updated win total is 101. They have 13 against the A's, 9 against the Angels, and 8 versus the Rangers.
Yeah, second easiest remaining schedule.
Oh, mama.
Mm-hmm. That's a good prop, good bet still. And I haven't seen it posted in a long time. Who's going to win the most games? That'll be interesting because the Yankees have so many division games, and then Houston figures to clean up on their division.
I wonder if they're done posting that prop now.
Oh, no, they shouldn't be.
I hope they repost it after the All-Star break.
Yeah, it's like the lead the league in home runs. It's updated every day.
I'll give you this in the American League Central. Mm-hmm. Twins have 86. Their updated win total is 86.5. They have 21 against the Sox and Guardians yet. The White Sox updated win total is 83. They have a combined 27 against the A's, Royals, and Tigers.
Yeah.
When's this going to happen?
No, I just think it's process of elimination. I mean, the White Sox haven't been above 500 since late May. Cleveland's lost 14-19. It was a good tweet and article by Bob Nightingale about how where's the sense of urgency? There's no leader in the clubhouse. They're all sick of La Russa, and there's no guy to step up and say, this is embarrassing. What are we doing here?
Yeah, right.
Come on, let's go. And they get drubbed again yesterday.
Yes, they did.
And they got a big doubleheader today. So Cleveland's owned them so far this year. But it's like playoffs. I mean, you get to finish in second place.
Sure.
As I've said many times on this show, get to 500 first, then we'll talk.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Updated win total on the Mets, 96. They have 23 against the Nationals, Cubs, and Pirates combined. And the Braves win total, 94.5 after losing last night. They have 15 yet against the Mets, 12 against the Phillies.
Yeah. Yeah. Huge win again. But also how they turned that around. I mean, June 1st, they were 10.5 back and 4 games under 500. Yeah. And it just took right off. And it was a game and a half before they lost last night.
Yep. The first hour of Follow the Money is presented exclusively by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com. Up next, we'll recap last night's betting action with Win Some, Lose Some. And it was a brilliant job using social media for something a lot of people can relate to. We'll tell you what that is coming up next here on VSiN. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. securities. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
It was a squeaky bum time. As I mentioned, the Braves had cut it to 1.5 in the East. Mets had a 10.5 game lead June 1st, but 26-7 off a loss and 49-0 when leading after 8. Scherzer was great, and the Mets get the big road win. Pirates plus 140. Diamondbacks plus 145. And game one of a doubleheader. 9.5 down to 8.5.
That's a big move.
We got a great tweet on that, too, saying there won't be runs scored in that game. They nailed it. 3-1 final in game one of a doubleheader.
Yeah, that was by Evan. He broke it down beautifully. Yes. We had it yesterday. And like, okay, maybe you should listen to him.
Uh-huh. Subscribe, be part of the team. VSiN.com, our radio and podcast friends. You always want to see these videos at Paulie Does Vegas on Instagram as well. This is great. This is the Husky support animal helping out another dog when they're going through treatment. Mm. Look at that. That is great. I got you, buddy. I'm here for you, right?
I'm a big fan.
That is awesome that they do that. I know you do it for the humans all the time, emotional support coming in. And, you know, if someone has surgery here, it's the dog having a procedure and getting treatment, and the dog's right there to cheer him up. Apparently this happens every single day. Smart dog. He knows that when it comes around the corner, here comes the ice cream truck.
Oh, he's barking, too.
He's barking. He knows. Now, watch him. There he is. He's coming down, right? Pulling up. Yep, lays down, all excited, because he gets the free cone every single day, right? Comes up, you hear the music, good observation with the barking, stands, gets up, hind legs, you got the shake coming in here as well. There you go, give me some. There it is, buddy. Yeah. And then after he pets him, here comes the free cone. Good for him.
What that's flavor a great today,
job.
Pal?
Yeah, that's a great job by the guy running the truck, too. Bam, every single day hanging out, and he knows. Smart guy. Good for him. And this is, look at this video with the cat. Watch closely. Jumping across. Now, how does he do that? How does he fit in there? And how can he see that from jumping over the little water off the ledge into the little hole, into the brick wall?
I don't know.
I can't believe he would think, I can get in there, no problem. And I'll stick the landing.
You try to figure out cats, man.
Yeah.
I can't.
One bad move. He has an off night. That's it. He falls down.
First of all, he's going to go head first into the brick wall.
Or slide. Yes.
That's a little kitty cat concussion. Mm-hmm. Then he falls into the water, and then who the hell knows what happens at that point?
Yep. My God, I can't believe it. I can't get over that video. Here's another one. Two types of cats, right? One coming in.
Yeah.
Get up here. Okay. Still stuck. Can I make it? A little help here. How about a boost? Somebody? Right? Look at the other guy just watching. Okay, he makes it. Are you coming? What's your... Okay.
Right.
No problem. Yeah, right through. Piece of cake.
I've never been a big cat guy.
Yeah.
My oldest brother was worse than me. He used to hate cats. Then I don't know what happened to him. It flipped. He had like 7 or 8 cats at one time. When I would go back and visit...
Are you serious? My sister does that.
He would laugh at this. When I'd go back to his house and visit, he would be like reclining in the chair and he'd be like, okay, come on. And like 5 of them would come and jump up on his chest and on his stomach. I'm like, what the hell happened to you?
Yeah, no kidding. You think you know somebody, right? Lose some. Phillies 110 up to 130. No good. Big win by the Cardinals. And I can't believe this move. They should be freaking out. The Maple Leafs traded for Matt Murray? Wait. And he makes almost $5 million a year? That's it, right. With Campbell? Oh, my God. It's like there was so much hope, and it wasn't that bad. I know it's embarrassing you can't get out of the first round, but you lost to a juggernaut in Tampa.
No, there's no embarrassment this past year, but in years past.
Come on. Why would you want Matt? I can't believe this move. They should be freaking out. You know what I did yesterday? In lieu of the trip to Portillo's, I called a Chicago place for dinner, and I got the Italian beef. And I had it dipped, baptized.
Oh, you did? Okay.
They do that here? Yeah. It was like Alabama against Georgia State.
It was better?
Portillo's compared to...
It was better than Portillo's. Wow, I'm shocked.
Right. No. It was... No, it was a complete blowout.
You knew one
it's
bite
like,
in.
I'm like, Portillo's was so good.
Right.
Let me try another Italian beef from a Chicago place.
Yeah. That I can get close to my house where I live. Yeah.
Plenty of Chicago places here. Oh, please. Ridiculous.
And what
not even the same sport.
Okay, so what was your reaction one bite in? You just throw it on a plate and what the hell is this?
The exact opposite of Portillo's, what we had. Like, this is the real deal. Oh, my God, it's so good. This? Like, come on. Come on. Yeah, ridiculous, right? Lose some? This was, how about the good old days, right? This is a year before I moved to town. This is July 8th, 1999, when the Strip used to flood all the time when there was rain. Look at that. That's a long time ago. A lot of that stuff isn't even there anymore.
No.
But how it's changed. But that's a busy intersection. I believe that's Flamingo and
the Strip,
or by Spring Mountain could be too.
Okay,
but that look at that simple rain, and the damn Strip would flood. That's chaos.
When we do get rain out here, which is obviously very rare, it still does flood in certain parts.
Yeah, yep. And this was all the rage on social media. Lose some? I don't know if you're supposed to stay 50 feet away from them just in case. Let's go to La Jolla. Sea lions on the move, chasing everybody at the beach. Get away. Here they come. Look at the guy coming up in the bottom right trying to catch everybody, and everyone's scrambling. Get out of here. Get out of the water.
It's like the movie Jaws.
That's right. And then after they chase people, they go back, and everyone, okay, everyone stay calm, all right? They're running out there, and they come in. Everyone's freaking out. There you go. Win some, lose some, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Log in, get a 20% profit boost on MLB every Tuesday. Learn more, betrivers.com. So Jimmy Fallon has been big on this since the pandemic, about getting the audience involved and people on social media and tweeting stuff in, and we'll use it on the air. And he did it again over the weekend, and it was very good. And the responses were incredible. He did hashtag worst first dates. And some of the responses... We know this. We know a guy this happened to. A buddy went out with somebody with this girl, and they found out they were background check cousins. We stopped by his family barbecue on the way to our date. Found out third cousins. Another one met online. She has over 15 missed calls from her mom. Mom did a Google search. We were cousins. More worse first dates. Took me to a restaurant. We're at the restaurant eating. He went to the bathroom a lot and took a lot of phone calls. The waiter comes over. You know he's at another table with a blonde woman, right? He's on two dates at the same time.
At the same time? I've heard of that. Juggle that.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Back at my place watching TV, he pulls out 3 chili dogs out of his backpack. In my bed, he's laying down. He balanced them on his stomach and ate them all. Didn't offer me a bite.
It seemed like a first date.
It seemed like that bothered her the most.
I was hungry. Hey, pal, you're in my bed right now. It's our first date. You can maybe give me a bite.
Sure.
Yeah.
Guy spilled soda on his crotch pulling in the driveway to pick up the date. The first words out of his mouth when she answered the door, "Don't worry, it's not Pete." Waiter looked confused, turned to my date and said, "When did you stop being gay? We had a date last night." So switcheroo.
Okay.
She poured garlic all over her pizza and said, "Just in case you were thinking about kissing me." That's not going well.
Okay, sets the tone right away.
Yep. Funeral director picked her up with a body in the back. Quote,
"Ooh.
I just need to make a quick stop at the office."
Ooh.
What is that?
That's a rough one.
Yeah. Went to the movies. He threw a fit. Found out the movie was rated R. Called his mom for permission. She said no. We left. We were both 21.
Oh, my God. Is that right?
Worst first date.
The 21-year-old had to call his mom.
The guy called his mom. Can I go to this R-rated movie?
And the mom said no.
She says no.
We have to leave.
Yep. He threw a fit initially. Go, oh, my God. I can't believe it's R-rated. I don't know if I can go. Whipped calls mom. No, you can't go.
Whoa. Okay.
Yep. First time getting sushi. I ordered 13 rolls. I thought it was individual pieces. They had to put two tables together for all the food. I was so embarrassed. Showed up. 10 of her friends were there. She was blackout drunk. She introduced me as Tom. I corrected her. She said, "Oh, yeah, Tom's tomorrow." And he brought his parents to dinner with him. Mom asked, "Are you going to finish that?" I said, "No." She packed it up with tinfoil she brought and took it home.
You can relate to that, right?
Yeah, at the buffet.
Yeah.
Hashtag worst first dates. Good job, Jimmy.
I like this one.
Yeah.
Well, I don't. But the only thing my day could talk about was war and how proud he was that his country was one of the invaders.
Yeah.
His country invaded mine.
Yeah.
That probably ended it right out of the gates.
Yeah.
One person kept talking about his friend Drew. Like, Drew doesn't like bananas at the farmer's market. Drew needs a beer at the barn. Then it hit me. His name is Andrew. He's talking about himself. I paid for my $2 beers and I left. And this will also probably be a quick turnoff. At dinner, he went into great detail how to skin a deer. Afterward, he took me to watch Alien versus Predator. And the entire movie, he was spitting dip into an empty cup.
Oh.
And in the car, he tried to kiss me.
Oh.
When I dodged the kiss, I bashed my head against the window.
Oh.
It's a rough start. All right, swing for the fences on BetRivers Online Sportsbook this week when you make a first-time deposit using code DERBY on the Baseball Home Run Derby. Sign up is super easy with the BetRivers Online Sportsbook app or visit BetRivers.com. Deposit $100 to receive a free BetRivers bet to win your home run hit. Or deposit $250 and get the total home runs for the entire Derby as a free BetRivers bet. This offer is valid July 11th through July 18th. So download the BetRivers Online Sportsbook app today and use the code DERBY when you first make a deposit. Visit BetRivers.com to see all the latest odds, boosts, promotions running this baseball season. Bet with the winner. Bet with BetRivers.
VSEN, the sports betting network.
If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, BetRivers has you covered. They've launched a series of CityCast designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective. CityCast in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, Los Angeles, New York, Philly, Pittsburgh, and Washington, D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcast.
All right, day number two of the VSIN baseball betting pentathlon. We had a loser yesterday. We had Marlins Pirates over 7.5, minus 105. Had chances, but again, Mitch Keller pitched a gem for the Pirates. You know, I would bet that again today at 7.5 if the game unfolded exactly like it did.
Sure.
A lot of guys on base, but also, like, some of the perils of betting baseball early. We get off the air, lineups are starting to come out. Oh, there's no O'Neill Cruz. There's no, like, the Pirates had a bunch of guys yesterday. Yeah. Birdie didn't start for the Marlins. Whatever. So now we got to make up a loss. And so far, the seven hosts slash shows that had a winner yesterday, Odds On with Amal and Mike, The Edge with Humans and Von Tobel, A Numbers Game with Gil had a winner, The Look Ahead with Scott, Betting Across America had a winner, Primetime Action, and so did Wes Reynolds. At seven winners now, And so we're a little bit behind the eight ball. And look, we're doing this based on a $100 bet. So we are betting to risk, not betting to win. And today's goal is to bet a favorite and an underdog. I mean, going into this, I didn't think I'd be taking a peek at the Reds maybe, but Paul, we only have 3 days now to make up and maybe win this contest. I'm a competitive guy. I don't like to lose.
I'd rather go reverse run line or hopefully do something with a prop. Ashcraft's got pretty good with the ROI, but it's your buddy Cole going too. But
this would be the game I'd like to bet the over on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. As far as the favorite, you have to take a favorite. I think Strider's been fantastic. And I'd like to go against Peterson here with the Braves, who've been so good at home and played great ball since June 1st, as a possible candidate for the favorite. How is Sale favored, by the way?
That's a curious number to me.
Yes. He is only going 80 pitches. He threw 72 in his last rehab. His control was a mess. He was breaking televisions and going after the TV with the bat, right? Mm-hmm. I think the people went overboard with his reaction. He's a competitor.
Yeah, I really don't care.
This is big for the Red Sox. They got to get these pitchers back. And who knows if we'll see Paxton in August, too. But I am surprised he's a road favorite here against a hell of an organization.
Well, I want to look at this right now, because if we bet the Braves, again, it's betting $100, we're going to win basically $62.50. We lost $100 yesterday. So if we win, we're still basically stuck $38, right? That means we have to win the underdog game as well. So it depends on how big of a favorite you want to take on today as well. Like if people are going to be betting the Yankees in this spot, well, you're going to win $30 today. Because again, you're betting $100 on a $3 favorite here. So there's definitely a strategy on this. And I don't know. The other favorites, too. You want to take a peek at the Dodgers? They're blistering hot.
I'm not so sure. That's a house of horrors for them.
I know.
They always struggle in St. Louis. That's tough.
The thing to me is how often, and I know it's White going today, how many times are we going to see the Dodgers like $1.35? Now, Cardinals are probably a playoff team, but it's not like they're throwing Wainwright today.
I'd feel more comfortable with the Braves, and also you got also the guys who are involved in other shows could lose today as well, and then we could get creative Wednesday and Thursday. You know, we might go 2-0. You never know. The other thing is, how about some of these prices with the two of the hottest teams in baseball? The Orioles are playing the Cubs. The Cubs are favored, and Seattle's also won 8 in a row and 11-12, mm-hmm. and they're dogs against the Nats. How about that?
Yeah, so
a lot of respect for Gray.
We could take a peek at them. For sure. You brought up the Rays already against Sale. The Orioles have been red hot. And then would you consider, as I hold my breath here, would you consider Syndergaard and the Angels against the Astros?
I can't do it. Oh, God. How do you feel about Garcia? I know. They've lost 8 of 9. They're 2-9 with a day off. Oh, boy.
Garcia is actually, he's pretty decent. I will tell you this. So, not that this really matters much. Thor did pitch one time against the Astros this year, 5 1/3 scoreless innings. His home road splits, though, really jump off the page. And he's at home today, where his ERA on the year in 7 games started is 2.62. The whip is below 1, where Syndergaard goes on the road. He's got an ERA of 5.96, and the whip goes up to 1.5. So he's much better at the big A. Come on. There's some synergy here. We just drove by the stadium on Saturday. We had Portillo's. We checked out the Big A. You've never been there for a game. They're plus money. We need a dog to cash.
Yep. I'd feel comfortable with the Brewers. Take a look at the Brewers plus 120. Could be another one.
Okay.
No? Here we go with this.
I don't know why I can't find that game right now.
We got to agree on something. Yeah?
Yeah.
Of course, there's 50 runs scored in a Texas game last night.
I know it.
So,
I know it.
Yep. I wouldn't have a problem with the Brewers. Some good series, though. And the big boys are coming out Wednesday and Thursday with some great pitching matchups. So,
it's a really good week.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And Clevinger goes for the Padres, too, against the Rockies. See, the Webb thing, Webb's 220. He's been Joe Osborne about an hour from Vegas Insider. He's been on that for years. Now, he's had a couple losses, but the guys are like 21-2 going back in his home starts the last year and a half. But all of a sudden, they're having problems against bad teams.
Yeah,
but they should light up Keuchel.
The Brewers are up to plus 126 where we sit right now with Alexander on the mound against Winder.
Okay, I have a huge bullpen edge. Right there, right.
Did you see this report?
It's a what? Go ahead.
How about this? there's a report suggesting the Brewers would be open to trading Josh Hader. What are they doing? Like, how does that even come to mind?
You're in first place.
You're in first place.
In playoff
again,
teams.
You make the playoffs and you go Burns and Woodruff as the 1-2. Peralta's going to be coming back in August. And according to this report, they're like, yeah, pick up the phone and call us if you'd like. We'll take a listen to what you're going to offer for Josh Hader, the best closer in baseball.
Oh, my God. I know. Speaking of which, if you watch what happens, if you watch enough baseball, and if you watch the Twins, you might want to hold on to guys like this who are automatic. I mean, it's an adventure with half these guys out there
exactly
trying to get
right.
three outs.
Yes.
It's nice to have a guy who's dependable and just give me the ball, and you know, if need be, I can get you. I'll also, from time to time, get you a five-out save or something like that.
Yep.
That was a surprise.
Totally agree.
Doesn't make any sense.
You mentioned today off the air that maybe the A's in this contest would be worth it.
Yeah, Kaprielian's been good in the last two starts. Now, the numbers are bad, but the last two starts he's been solid, and you know, you want to go to war with Otto, be my guest. I think the A's could be worth a look. Better on the road.
And here's the thing. It is a big number.
Yes.
I mean, they are plus 150 here.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. They are a better team away from that god-awful Coliseum they play in.
Mm-hmm.
So there's basically a rundown. Look at the steam on Strider. He's up to almost $1.70 now.
Oh, is it that high? Okay.
So by the time we get our bet in and lock it in, it could be like, $1.73. I don't know. And then he'll go out there and pitch. Remember, last time out, he was amazing. He had no run support. He struck out 12 guys.
We're going to have to play a home run prop Thursday, right? What the hell's going to be up?
Or,
I mean, a strikeout prop over? I mean, what? It's 4 a.m.
Well, here's what we could do, and we probably need a little better explanation of the rules. We can find maybe an alternate strikeout prop where a pitcher to strike out like 9 might be plus $3. But I don't know if we're allowed to play something like that because I don't know how many books offer that and how available that is. So we need to kind of get a fine.
Well, that'll help us because there's some big names going Thursday.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. Or like maybe your theory, though, to, you know, another way to look at this. If we can, tomorrow's a run line play, we can maybe do reverse run line or we could get in. I think they'll allow this to pass. We could lay 2.5 runs with the team, alternate run lines.
There you go.
I'm just putting it out there.
Yeah, I'm picking up what you're putting down. Yep, absolutely.
So this is the most enjoyable baseball season that you can
absolutely
remember.
Absolutely, yes. You've had with the Mets and Yankees were unbeatable. The stretch Houston was on. The A's couldn't win a game. The Reds getting off to their horrible start. The historic Yankees. Baltimore coming out of nowhere. Seattle finally playing up to their potential and winning 11 out of 12. Toronto was up. Now Toronto's down and playing bad ball. The wild card wide open in both leagues. Who's going to get in the second, third wild card? How that's going to work out. Here come the Dodgers. They're on fire now, too. The individual performances. Judge, the pitching, McClanahan, Sandy, what's happened? Schwarber's run. It's great. So many things to talk about. Several no-hitters. I mean, it's been a hell of a season. Absolutely.
I actually think that, as we hear about these big names getting traded, what if Trout got traded this year?
I think this should be it. This should be the year.
The more I think about it, I know we've kicked it around now the last couple of days
on
this show. Maybe they don't wait until next year, the year after that. Maybe in the next month they have to do it, or the next couple of weeks, I should say. But I also think that we'd be hearing reports about how the team was, open to phone calls and discussions about trading that guy. What could he fetch?
That's a good idea, yeah.
We got feedback on this yesterday saying it's too late to trade him.
I don't know about that.
He doesn't run anymore, and his contract is gigantic.
Yeah.
But he can still go, what do stolen bases really mean? Not much.
Everyone's got a price, though. But see that. And, you rarely get fair value in Major League Baseball. It's all, a guy in double A who's never heard of. Wow, he's a hot prospect.
Right, trust me, he's going to be good in 3 years. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we'll take your word for it then.
Sure.
Up next, British Open bets with Matt Youmans. This golfer is suddenly red hot, playing like the best guy in the entire world. But is it too late to bet him? We'll ask Matt coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callsheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callsheet.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
The Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back to VSiN Summer Specials here. $19. You get everything VSiN has to offer from now to the end of July. Sign up today. You'll get the daily best bets, every host, every show, every guest. If you want the full experience, you get the daily best bet emails, every additional point spread weekly, which is a must-have, and the live video stream whenever you want it. $19 through the end of the month. Sign up now at VSiN.com/summer. Matt Heumann joins us now from the Edge and does a great job every week, Point Spread Weekly. And the big news, the announcement in studio August 2nd. He will unveil his fast food rankings, and also we'll get to a bottom five too, the best and some of the worst. So I'm looking forward to that, and I want to thank you for the Portillo's trip, and it lived up to the hype. There are a reason that you think the Portillo's was so good, and that was I gave it a 9.5 out of 10 on Saturday.
Yeah, that was that's a pretty impressive ranking from you. 9.5. It's hard to impress Paul Howard. So 9.5 out of 10 is pretty strong. And we got to thank Patrick McLaughlin for taking us over there, Buena Park, California. That was an awesome trip. And I was ready to go back the next day. Paul, while you were eating, you said, how about August 2nd?
Yep.
For the fast food top 50. That's 2 days before the Hall of Fame game. That sounds good to me. So we'll do it in studio that day. And, I'm looking forward to it, man. I got a lot of work to do, a lot of things to decide. I got to tweak the power rankings, my formula this year. I think the top spot, it's going to be a new number one, and there's three franchises right now vying for that number one spot.
Wow. Okay. Interesting.
Portillo's is one of the three.
I could guess two of them. I think Portillo's, my other guess would be Shake Shack. I don't know the third, though.
You got two of the three.
Okay. By the way, you are a true veteran of Portillo's. This was obviously our first time. I love the Chicago dog. If they had one in Las Vegas, I would order the dog more frequently than the Italian beef, but I like the Italian beef better, actually. What is your favorite item on the menu?
Well, without a doubt, it's the Italian beef with the sport peppers. That's my favorite sandwich. And then the Maxwell Street Polish is really good. That's basically a Chicago dog.
Yeah.
On a Polish. And I'll say this, Mitch, you could probably enter some competitive eating contest. I can't believe how fast you were putting that stuff down.
That's a big problem that I have when it comes to eating. I was done in 4 minutes. I had the hot dog and the 9-inch Italian beef done in like 4 minutes. I was done. And then I'm like, okay, what else can I eat?
Good for you.
But then it all catches up with me and I'm miserable. I mean, it absolutely hits me like a,
I don't like strawberry either, but I had some of that strawberry shake as well. Oh my God.
People said it's a real
deal.
That
was, yeah.
Okay.
And then the chocolate cake shake too. My God. Thanks to the guy who sent that in with, what's his name? Iglesias, the stand-up comedian.
Yes.
He was performing live in Chicago and told the story.
That's right.
And he goes, like, wait, what are you doing? Oh, you're putting a cake in the shake?
Yeah. What, by the way, Matt, you did this. Why this is such a big deal now, right? To refresh people's memories on this. During the pandemic, we're like, my God, we're doing 3 hours every single morning. There was no sports whatsoever. We were talking about the NFL draft for like 2 hours every single show for like a month and a half. We're like, what else? And then you're like, you know what? Here you go. Some fast food power. And it just took off. And like people email us all the time, like, when is Matt going to come out with the new power ratings?
Yeah, a lot of people have strong opinions on the fast food. And like I said, for sports bettors, fast food's a way of life for most of us because a lot of us are single and, you know, don't really cook at home. Paul Howard and me at the top of the list. So, you know, that's I think that's something that's a hot topic with a lot of sports bettors. So, yeah, that took off in 2020, and now people want more and more. But that's okay. We can give them more. We're going to give them the best top 50 ever on August 2nd.
Yes, there you go. I don't doubt it. So you're always you've been live from the Summer League. We had a sick run of overs. What are your early thoughts on the Summer League and what's transpired down the street?
Yeah, there's you know, the top six picks in the draft have all been pretty impressive in their own right. The different style of players. But when you look at Paolo Banchero, and Chet Holmgren and Jabari Smith, I think they've all looked pretty good in the Summer League. If you've got a ticket on the Magic to win the Summer League, sorry, because Banchero's been shut down for the rest of the tournament, and that's no good if you got a future on the Magic. But even the fourth pick, Keegan Murray from Iowa for the Kings, the fifth pick, Jaden Ivey from Purdue for the Pistons, and the sixth pick, Benedict Mathurin from Arizona for the Pacers have all looked good as well. And there's other guys like Quentin Grimes. If you remember, he started his college career at Kansas, finished at Houston, and was a mid-first-round, kind of late-first-round pick by the Knicks. He's had 24 points in each of the last two games. Grimes has looked really good. But what I want to talk about is a game tonight, the Celtics and the Warriors. And I think this is going to be really interesting because in terms of a summer league, the Warriors are actually going to put basically a big three on the floor tonight. Jonathan Kuminga, James Wiseman and Moses Moody, who had 34 points in a game last week, and Kuminga had 28 and 7 the other night. The future for the Warriors is bright, and you're going to see these three guys on the floor together tonight. If that's the plan, I think all three are going to play. And I would think the Warriors, Mitch, I think you said you saw a line of 3.5 out there. I was actually projecting the Warriors as 5-point favorites tonight. I think this is going to be about as good a summer league team as you're going to see when the Warriors play the Celtics at 6 p.m. on ESPN tonight.
Okay, very good. Yeah, that is the number I'm seeing at every sports book right now, including Bet Rivers, at 3.5. Okay, so let's get to your Open Championship bets here. And I'll ask you this because I tweeted this out after the U.S. Open. Like, I'm never going to bet Xander Schauffele at a major ever again. Then he suddenly turned into the best golfer on the planet, Matt. But at his current number, he is unbettable, is he not?
You're right. If you didn't get Schauffele at an earlier price, at a better number, you can't bet him now. Anything around the 15-to-1 range on Schauffele is just not good enough. You know, you're right. He's on a run right now, kind of like Scottie Scheffler was when he won, four tournaments in 7 weeks earlier in the year. And this came out of nowhere because Schauffele was never a closer. He had a long drought, a long winning drought. He did win the Olympics last August, but that was a watered-down field. And Schauffele had not won a full-field PGA Tour event in years. And all of a sudden, he's won three times in a row. He won the Travelers. He actually won the Pro-Am in Ireland, which is just a minor event. There's only a couple rounds. But then he comes back and wins the Scottish Open last week. Schauffele is so hot that his number is now in an area where, like you said, unbettable is a good word because – if you want to bet Schauffele, I think you got to wait for adjusted odds now after the first round, second round, see how he's playing. But, yeah, he has not been able to close out majors, even though he comes into this so hot, I can't bet him at that number. I'll tell you, I am going to play from the group of favorites. is a guy I haven't played in a long time, and that's Jordan Spieth. I saw this on PGAtour.com last night, because when you think about links-style players, typically we think about the European players being the best on these type of courses, and St. Andrews is going to be the venue this week in Scotland. How about this? Jordan Spieth is 42 under par at the British Open since 2015.
Wow.
That's 16 strokes better than any other player during that span. Mm. And Spieth actually was really good last week as well in Scotland. And when they played this, it was a three-man playoff in 2015 when Zach Johnson won this. I had Zach Johnson that year at 80-1. He won that playoff against Louis Oosthuizen and Mark Leishman. Jordan Spieth was one stroke back. He had rounds of 67, 66, and 69 at St. Andrews. I think among the group of favorites at 18-1, Spieth is actually a decent play this week.
Okay.
Oh, yep.
Great breakdown. Who else are you on? I bet Max Homa this
really?
Week as well. Yeah, he fell apart. Okay. I think it was in the back nine on Sunday to finish at one under in the Scottish, but he was only a couple of back, and he was at five under. So quickly, Matt, in like the last 90 seconds, who else are you on?
Yeah, I'll give you a rundown here quickly. We're going to run out of time. But, hey, Max Homa, I don't have the Golden Nugget app right now, and I couldn't get down there last night, but I was told, Mitch, you might want to check this out after the show. I was told that yesterday the Golden Nugget had Homa at 100-1.
Okay.
I played him at 64-1 at Circa. So, yeah, I like Homa as well. If Shoffley is the hottest player on the planet, I think Matt Fitzpatrick's right behind him. Fitzpatrick played well last week in Scotland. He's at 20-1. I played him yesterday off his U.S. Open win. He's in good form. Once you knock the door down in a major, I think it gives you a lot of confidence that you could do it again. And this is actually in his backyard as well. So I played Fitzpatrick at 20-1. Cameron Smith is starting to play a little bit better. He's coming around. He's one of the hottest players at the beginning of the year. Nobody's talking about him now. But if you watched him last week, again, he looked really good. So I'm going to play Cameron Smith at 28-1. Max Homa, and then a couple top 20s on some long shots. Seamus Power, plus 225 to finish top 20. Kurt Kitayama, who was second last week, a plus 550. And I've been playing Will Zalatoris a lot, and I don't really like his prospects here on this type of course.
Okay.
But I'm going to play Jordan Spieth minus 115 over Willie Z in a matchup. And, of course, I've got the Tiger Woods prop of plus money to make the cut.
Thanks as always, pal. You're the best. Good luck this week.
You bet. Thanks.
Thank you.
First hour of this show is brought to you exclusively by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Log in, get a 20% profit boost on Major League Baseball bets every Tuesday. Must be 21 plus. Offers not valid in all areas. Check BetRivers.com for all the right details and the rules. Zach Wilson was trending over the weekend. We'll get into that coming up next.
BetRivers Sportsbook app has a huge number of live streaming events every day. BetRivers Sportsbook has great offers, including a $250 match bonus on your first deposit, and all bonuses are only one-time playthrough. Amazing offers and great customer service makes BetRivers your hometown sportsbook. Must be 21 around sportsbook. Must be 21 around sportsbook. Must be 21 around sportsbook.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.